Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Hi, Ruth.
Good morning.
Hi. Oh, my God. I don't know where you end and I begin because you wrote exactly what I was thinking. Why am I such a bitch? And you explained exactly why, right?
Well, I mean, not specifically you, but why?
Well,
but you with a general arm sweep. The royal you.
Yeah. The nation of bitches. Yes. That's why we're...
Yes. Well, you just, you in your haiku review of 2021, you just said, remember how we thought this year had absolutely had to be better than Mother... 2020. The shock is that it objectively was a better year in so many ways, but it felt like a damn sequel. Shinier, but somehow beer. Yeah, we got rid of Trump, but Trumpism's rank stench continues to pollute everything in this nation. It is my dog analogy. We have dragged orange dog on our shoes, the track shoes with the really deep tread, into 2020. That's what it is. We didn't think we would be dealing with the, you know, Trumpism to the degree that we are, right? I mean, that's exactly how you summed it up as well, right?
Yeah. Then this morning, did you see this morning he endorsed Viktor Orban to be the chief president of Hungary? Okay. It's madness.
It isn't over. He won't let the election be over. He won't let COVID be over. Like the monsters have turned on the monster, right? So when he says he's vaxxed and boosted, he gets booed. He's lost control of his own mob, right?
Yeah.
And then at the same time, Candace Owens goes, oh, he's old. He's old. He doesn't know how to do internet research. And then, but Joe Biden's too decrepit to be president, but okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. You're right. Whatever.
Well, that was the fun thing is that, you know, if done right, you know, Candace Owens just essentially eliminated one of the talking points the right uses against Joe Biden.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. But you said whatever hope we voiced with the nation vaccines availability was quickly drowned out by having yawps of humping morons squealing in orgasmic delight over how they're sticking it to the libs by not getting vaccinated, dying at a much higher rate than the national rest of us. We saw a fleeting moment of actual bipartisan unity in the moments after the attempted coup on January 6th, only to have the MAGA ogres and right-wing media monsters tear it apart like so many billy goats under a bridge and elevate election lies that inspired the mob of yahoos. Yet, all of it. We dragged all of it all the way through 2021, and I think you said this too. If Joe Biden underestimated one thing, it's the absolute violent moronitude it would take to not for 40% of the country to still refuse to get vaccinated. Right.
Yeah. And he's also, you know, even though he's tried to avoid some of the mistakes of the Obama presidency, there is one calculated mistake that I think he's doing. And that is, Obama didn't punish anybody for the Bush era crimes.
Yeah.
And if nobody gets punished, I mean, that's one of the reasons why that they were elected is we want to get it back. We want to get the rule of law back.
And there's obviously a vector there in the polling, Rude, but 40% of the public that will not get vaccinated, they're going to drag us through this thing for years, that believe the election was stolen based on absolutely zero evidence. I mean, it just, you know, That's what we're dealing with. It's the, as you write, it's sort of whatever you want to call that, Trumpism, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, denial of reality has always been a key factor of Trump's life and Trumpism.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and you, and you're not, you know, generally in a happy clappy mood. You said, sure, some good things happened. The vaccine at the top of the list, Biden's infrastructure bill, the judges have, that have been approved. How's about that economy, huh? But all that gets... Oh, I have to bleep both
good
words.
Lord.
Okay, by the two-headed Gorgon of Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, and it gets faced by the Supreme Court tearing down the right to abortion, and it gets skulled by nutsoid state legislatures that are all over voting rights. And let's not even get into how climate change apocalypse is here and we somehow can't get our heads around it, even we're being burned and frozen and drowned and blown away by it. And racism, there's always racism. So it's... That's what I was trying to figure it out, too, because provably by the numbers, Biden is doing great, as I said at the top of the show. But it
I mean, you know, there's an extent to which we could say, you know, they overpromised a bit on the Build Back Better bill. But it, you know, I feel like that, you know, that they had assurances from Manchin and Sinema going forward that Manchin and Sinema have gone back on.
Oh, and he has his latest hostage demands, or what are they, Travis? He's open to reengaging on climate and child care provisions in Build Back Better if the White House removes the enhanced child tax credit or dramatically lowers the income caps for eligible families.
Right.
So as long as they, you know, the poor a little more, he might be open to maybe that's his latest hostage demand.
Someone needs to. I mean, has he been other than somebody saying that he thinks that the poor use the child tax credit to purchase drugs and alcohol.
Sure.
Instead of, you know, using it on their children,
right,
which is demonstrably untrue.
Right.
Right.
Has anybody pinned him down publicly on why he opposes it? Is it just? I don't
particularly when everything in West. Why when he is interviewed 6,000 times, Rude, do they not always ask him about what number West Virginia is in all of these things? Child poverty, education, you name it. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you've done next to nothing as the senator for that state for any of these things that you are dead last in. Right.
Right. Right. And why do you oppose making your state better? Why do you oppose the people of your state having some extra income when they have for their children and to get them out of poverty? Yeah. Why do you oppose climate change legislation when your state is based on an economy that is dying?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is almost dead. And why is it okay for us to keep propping up coal companies but not give money to families?
Yeah. This brings us to our piece about why I'm such a bitch. And again, not just me, just not the royal me, just
right.
All of us.
Yeah. You with a general sweep of the arm.
You said the last 2 years, I've gotten morose and snippy and generally unpleasant. I can pinpoint why pretty exactly. You said it's not just the pandemic, although that would be enough. It's not the deaths and suffering, although that never goes away. You said it's nearly... you said it's not about my own experience. It's not nearly as bad as so many others. I always try. That's my stop whining clause.
Right.
Every time I'm feeling whiny. And, you said,
stop whining.
Thank you. I can't be told that enough. You said it's about the young people because you're a professor, as scruffy as you are. And you say it's about the young people, the opportunities that have been lost, all the lives that have been stunted or postponed because of the foolishness of our leaders and the selfishness of a large part of the population. We should have been looking out for them, and we didn't. Mm-hmm. And you say the trauma is especially keen now because we've been told at least twice now that we were emerging from the pandemic and back into whatever normal is going to be, only to have it Greek lettered away.
Yeah.
It is. It's like being in one big like frat house rape for... going on 3 years now.
Oh, my God.
It's Omicron now. It is. Yeah. It is a frat house gang rape. We are being sodomized by Greek letters.
That's it. It happens at one house. You go to the next house.
Drag her over to Sigma Chi. Listen, there's no other place but dark.
I was in a fraternity.
Yeah, no lube.
Forget the lamb chops.
No lube. Greek letters. Wow. You're not even... Wow. Delta's not even done with you.
You know what, Chris? I'd have been your friend, and you wouldn't have had to pay me.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Rude.
Okay.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
You say, I don't forgive. This is how I am. And I've lost at least one friend over it. I mean, I'll always love her, but I just can't. I'm too angry. You said, I will not forgive the willingly unvaccinated, especially those who refuse to get their children vaccinated. I'm only human after all, so I won't forgive those I blame for putting us in this terrible time and those who are keeping us in it. I have to remind myself that despite however many meds I suck down to keep me from going on a 5-state killing spree. Yikes. Window into rude there.
Goodness.
Of course, I'm going to be upset, irritated, angry even. I've been in mourning for nearly 2 full years, though now I'm not mourning for what's past. I'm mourning for what is, and I'm trying to push myself through the dread for the future. I want next year to be better. Me too. Mm-hmm. Truly, I'm not despairing yet. I know we've got a big fight waiting for us politically in 2022, and I want to fight it. I'm filthy with hope, but I'm exhausted by this last year spent hoping. I'm exhausted because I know it's not enough, but it's what we've got. It's bully, sir, can I just say? Yeah, it really does sum up what we've all been through. We're exhausted, but we're still hopeful for, and maybe it's just a stupid thing on the calendar that it's a new year, right? But
I mean, but that's if we don't have that, then all we do is fall into, just awful, awful despair. I mean, it's the one human thing that keeps us going. But the other part of it in there is that I also say you have to forgive yourself for thinking these things, because the spiral that we can get into, I'm not trying to give you, some kind of dime store psychology here. But I just learned that you have to be forgiving of others and of yourself, because of all this. I mean, this is new. I had a great conversation with somebody who talked about how their partner is catastrophizing everything these days. And I said, well, we're in a catastrophe.
Yeah.
We sometimes don't, because it's not directly in our frame of reference all the time, we forget that it is always in the peripheral view, even when it's not in front of us.
Yeah.
And it's going to keep, hammering us.
Yeah. And God bless you for staying on it on Twitter. Greg Abbott, tweets about asking for all this government help. And you said, you're lucky Biden's not like Trump, or you'd be giving a vigorous job as an apology before you even got federal help. I mean, it is amazing. The hypocrisy, the very people fighting him tooth and nail over vaccine mandates and mask mandates and reopenings are now begging for federal help because they're overwhelmed with COVID. And it's this cycle of stupid that just doesn't seem like it ends, does it?
Yeah, it's like demanding that insurance pay for your house after you burned it down.
Right, and they scream socialism, but everything Biden's doing, and then they're giving benefits to people that quit their jobs because they wouldn't get vaccinated. I mean, it's okay.
We're about to have some big fun at my job. They just mandated booster shots for all students, and then they mandated that employees have to be vaccinated, which I've been wanting, and they finally did it at City University of New York. Well, the governor declared it.
Right.
So that's going to be a festive time on Staten Island.
Yeah.
Oh, Staten Island.
Staten Island.
Yeah, that's the only Republican part of New York City. Great.
yes. But it's not, honestly, though, not the worst vaccination rate. That belongs to other boroughs.
We're going to be beating each other to death with the T's that are supposed to be pronounced in Staten Island, but are not. Staten Island. Okay.
Staten Island.
By the way, New York Post headline, AOC picture dining maskless in Miami as Omicron cases soar. And you said, how do you geniuses at the New York Post dine with your masks on? It's like a parade of stupid. She's outside, social distanced, eating.
With her boyfriend.
Right. Oh, my God. She had a great tweet. She's like, if you want to date me, just say so and stop making pathetic jokes about my boyfriend.
Actually,
you creepy weirdos.
What she really said is, if you want to F me, why don't you just
true.
Why don't you just say so?
But she just ended the tweet with, "You creepy weirdos." I love that.
That's yeah, awesome. Yeah. That's on brand.
Yeah.
Oh, and you, Madison Cawthorn tweeted, "Our founding fathers wouldn't recognize the America we live in today. They'd be horrified, and rightfully so." And you said, "What would horrify them the most? The freed slaves, the women leaders, automatic weapons, or maybe that religious nuts control a big chunk of the country?" Or I would think more specifically, you, Madison.
Right. Yeah.
And your honeypot. Ex
that
wife.
Story's amazing.
Oh my god. Just yeah, when I'm feeling like name? The biggest single loser in the world, I'm like, at least I didn't get catfished into marrying a Russian honeypot at CrossFit and I get divorced in 8 months.
Wasn't her name like something really strippery?
I don't remember it.
Oh, I think so.
It's not Ginger Lucky.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know. What would a good Russian stripper name be? Like, you know, Borshty.
All right, we have that whole audio. We'll get to that later. Boy. Wow. Oh, and is your haiku contest over or is it ongoing, the New Year's?
It's over.
Okay. I just love that you're the only honest, the only thing that we, at least you tell us when things are fixed. You just said, the haiku contest, I'm the only judge and jury here, and I'm generally fickle, drunk, high, and yelling at squirrels.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's going to be our next election.
Yeah, that will be. You know, that makes me more qualified than Trump to be president.
Absolutely.
I don't know why I just left you high and yelling at squirrels, because that's kind of me. That's
yeah.
Right, whatever
that's
rodent,
your brand.
Whatever rodent is causing the damage currently at my house.
Whatever rodent is. Yeah, that's true. I forgot about all the rodent problems. Yeah. And I was thinking about you yelling at rodents that cross your path while you're cycling.
Oh,
you know?
Gosh. No, they're here. Yeah. They're here. Okay. Yeah.
Rabbits, chipmunks.
And we link to all of Rude's rudeness. It is essential in the new year because you are not alone. Love you, Rude. See you next week.
Thanks, Rude.